Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's Allstate's 95.9 Texas Country. Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. 6:09 Wednesday morning. I'm Eric. He's Bob. Welcome aboard. It's the day we've all been waiting for all week long. This particular Wednesday, right here.
And you have been driving
my life away.
Some of your morning away, at least.
Yeah.
We just had it on, but elaborate since you've witnessed it firsthand.
Well, first of all, it's pouring down rain in parts of Central Texas, and then you get into other parts of around here into Austin, and it's pretty bone dry. So I left the house, pouring rain, thunderstorms, going, oh, this is going to be one of those days driving. Yeah, southbound I-35, inner loop. So if you can think of Interspace Caverns right there, it's on, that's where you're going to have to get off. And if you remember, when's the last time you've been to Interspace Caverns? That's only one lane southbound. So they're diverting the entire I-35 into one lane on that exit. So, I mean, it's fun. And I did hear our traffic person say that there's two 18-wheelers tangled up and they're having to cut them apart.
You couldn't see that.
You can see it. It's a mess up there. It's kind of lit up on, but where they divert you down on I-35, you can't really see that much.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So give yourself some time this morning.
How long did it cost you?
Half an hour. Yeah. Probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
How long ago? About an hour?
You first got
in it? Yeah.
Probably 45 minutes.
So it's longer now.
I would assume, because it did not, one of the 18-wheelers was laying on its side. And they were, I'm hoping everybody's okay. Didn't look good, though. But it's going to cost you this morning. And it wasn't really raining when I was going through there. Pouring down rain up in Salado and the Belton area, but as you got closer to Georgetown, kind of dissipated. But that's it.
Well, we do have a 40% chance of thunderstorms to continue in the area before 10 a.m. And the way it looks like is it'll clear up, and maybe you heard on the news, Casey say. Then again this afternoon after 1 o'clock, conditions will be ripe to develop again. So traffic impact, weather impact. And then, by the way, at least the way it looks now, after that rain gets out of here later today, we're pretty clear of expected rain on in at least through the middle, if not the end of the weekend. We can always use the rain, don't get me wrong, but if you're wondering, what to expect, This is part of that wet weather pattern and the heating and all. A lot of this stuff that came in overnight and you saw this morning, they actually thought was going to develop a little bit earlier over in the hill country, you know, after 6 last night and then get here earlier. It just, as often, you know, you can't tell. It got here later, but it did get here. Sometimes, well, it never comes. So be careful this morning. Allow extra time. I mean, I was telling Eric, I got a really good early start to get some things. I left here a little bit early yesterday, and I still had a bunch I had to make sure we had done. So I left the house at 3:15, something like that. That's pretty early. I-35 will be fine. Well, of course not. It's not just that you can expect overnight construction. It's that at least south, they will stop you 10, 15 minutes. I don't know what they do up there. You can't see. And then you just wait, and then you go, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Because it's not going to change anytime soon. And then when the construction opens up some more, it will happen again somewhere else on your route, on the front or back end. It's just...
gets old. It really does, but we're not whining.
You know what gets really old?
That's what happens.
Is seeing what Austin has done. No, man, you just need to know. Thing Austin has done here for this cap and stitch is just, well, it's insane.
Well, they voted it in, so there's nothing we can do now.
Well, they voted it in, but they said, okay, we're going to meet this deadline, and we don't know how much it's going to cost. We know we got to come up with, what is it, $140 million now or something, but how we're going to get the rest, we don't have a clue. I saved a really good story that came out over the weekend. I got to find that, by the way, in Austin Culture Map, which is, isn't that the name of it?
Yeah, Culture Map.
Yeah, it's really a...
got some friends that work over there.
Good daily publication. Yeah, well, publication, online, of course. And it said, it's being called by people that observe highway construction in the country, some organization, and it's a major, well, they study major road construction projects around the country and then deem, you know, what likely you've been told or maybe told and what the real impact is just going to be statistically, you know, for everything from, are the costs it being estimated probably realistic to the time frame to, hey, when it's done, will it do what they say? Which, as we know, is always a huge question. Anyway, without finding it right off here, I will find it, but I'll tell you, it says it's one of the most insane, ridiculous highways that will accomplish nothing to move cars, or to even understand how the investment is worth anything near what it's clearly going to cost.
I mean,
yeah, it's just some, and this is,
we didn't need to study an article to,
but I didn't know,
figure that one out though.
Yeah, but I didn't know there was such an organization. It's called a Freeway Now. Here it is, Without a Future. A national nonprofit organization, which had actually, this is another deal. There's another one, and this, I think this is valuable information. There's another organization out there. It's an activist organization that's calling for the removal of all major roadways or freeways across the country.
We're going to, like, horseback to work? What are they talking about here?
Well, it's part of the whole new urbanism thing, man.
Yeah, well,
walk where you're going to go. If you give people the option with a car, they'll keep using the car. So this has been a movement we've known for a long time. Yeah, it's tied to a bunch of things that they profess, that there are other solutions, you know, where you move everybody like it's a, you know, big communist country, and people all live within walkable areas. And then you got environmental pluses from all this, and less ecological damage to your environment, and the world will live green and happy. But to do that, you got to have a master plan that forces, you know, roadways not only from getting better, but from to get them to go out of business, basically. Well, what better plan to get I-35 to go out of business than to bury it, slow it down, have it carry less cars as the city grows? Instead of having a 12-lane deal, you know, you'll have a 5 or 6-lane deal kind of underneath with parks all over the top. You see where this is? This is being driven by that. I mean, I do think there's something to how great this is going to look for the downtown area. And people, you know, are saying, well, if we don't do it now, it'll never happen. It'll always be bad. Well, yeah, but what's your priority here? Where are you going to put another major north-south arterial in this community? How are you going to get people downtown? Mopac?
Horseback. We're going to walk.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably worst day to talk about it for me. I'm just going to yell at the radio. I'm going to put my fist to the sky and go, ah.
It'll all still be there south of Austin and, you know, north of Austin where you were, where this happened to you. You go to Georgetown, Williams County. They're all going to have the freeway and getting it bigger. And then you'll get here and it won't be navigable. This is the plan. It's on purpose. Freeway without a future. Cap and Stitch. There you go.
Yay.
That's the latest.
Well,
did you see the planets align last night by chance? Well, we had all the clouds and the rain probably.
No, not. I didn't see it. I bet somebody did.
Well,
I forgot.
Probably not around.
You forgot. We forgot a lot of things yesterday. The ode to Billy Joe.
Don't
and
get that.
Everybody reminded me. Well, actually, I saw Juliana Rankin yesterday. We had discussed her last week. New artist on Big Loud Texas, Brendan Anthony reminded. She was doing it yesterday, and that's what tipped me off. Usually a listener will tip us off, unless you remember.
Yeah, and I didn't remember until
7 o'clock.
Paul Feinberg? No, how do I go blank on that?
He's your second man crush after Elon Musk.
I just think he's talented.
Paul Feinbaum.
Feinbaum, thank you.
Yeah.
He signed on, and his four-hour thing on the SEC Network, I DVR that every day.
Really?
Crazy, huh? Yeah.
It is crazy.
I don't mean I watch the whole thing, but I'll check and see who he has. Anyway, he comes on, he says, well, it's the 3rd of June, and that is memorialized in a very famous song, by the way. That's all he said. And I went, oh! And then Eric texted me later, you know, we miss it. It's the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay. Then Eric reminded me, hey, don't worry. We will get the other one Friday.
If we remember, is it Friday?
Friday. Sure, that's okay. That's the
6th of June.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June with a Kenworth pulling, hauling hogs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We're looking for bear on mile 10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. Mercy sakes, good buddy, we got us a what?
Got us a convoy.
Convoy. Anyway, these planets.
Breaker 19, Pigpen, this here's the rubber duck. I'm about to put my hammer down.
Planets did align last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
If you knew what you were looking at or you could
see
it.
I had to know where I was, which side. Do I look up?
Well, it'd be seven planets. I'm sorry, six. From the left to the right, it was Mercury, as they say, Jupiter, Mars. Then there was your favorite, Eric.
Uranus?
Mm-hmm. then Saturn, and then Neptune. Actually, Uranus and Saturn were kind of even and on top of each other a little bit. And then you went to the last to the right, and there was planet Neptune. There really is a planet Neptune, huh? I never stared at it. Now,
the Pluto, the one they took away from us. There's always been a Neptune.
The dark of the moon on the 6th of June. June 6th is, I believe, Saturday. That's right. Now, June 7th, Saturday night, and I'd read something about this a month ago or two. This is supposed to be really big. An Arietid, A-R-I-E-T-I-D, Arietid meteor shower, which may go on apparently for a couple of days, but that will be the peak. This is going to be some major meteor shower. Now, the way is, I was just reporting the weather looks for Saturday. Maybe you can watch big old meteor shower. It's a peak of it, anyway. Then we get to a full moon again already next week. Like by Tuesday. Going to be the strawberry full moon.
Are you like an astrological person now? Are you going to start reading cards on the radio?
This is the space stuff, man. It's a bunch happening. And you know what is also astrological? Is what they call the summer solstice. That's June 21, and that is also the third first day of summer, the one everybody used to go by. That's 17 days from today. On that countdown clock, though, 87 days till Longhorn football kicks off in Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State, that's August 30. Oh, and you know what? The good thing today here on Wednesday, Texas softball played game one of the national championship of the Women's College World Series tonight at 7 o'clock against Texas Tech. Talked about this yesterday if you didn't know. This is a best of three series. Starts tonight, 7 o'clock ESPN. By the way, we know there are really hundreds of thousands of you hockey fans. So we acknowledge and we remind everyone the Stanley Cup, the big championship of hockey, starts tonight at 7 o'clock tonight on TNT. Game one of the big hockey series is tonight at 7. By the way, the two teams in it this year are the exact same two as last year. The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers.
Not sure how I want to win.
Well, you know, these same two teams won it last year. You know who won it all last year?
Edmonton.
Nope. Florida Panthers.
Florida Panthers.
And it went 7 games last year.
Really?
I checked that, yeah.
A lot of hockey fans.
Nothing better than 7 hockey games.
Well, I'm not gonna smack talk it because
it's the Stanley Cup.
Hockey fans are filling up that HEB Center.
Stanley Cup. There you go.
Lord Stanley.
We're on top of it.
No, that's a lawyer guy.
That lawyer guy got one eye going one way and one going.
Stop it.
I'm on top of it. Oh, God love you. That's wonderful.
Oh wow.
Proud for you, sir. By golly. 626, 79 degrees, and yes. There is, according to radar, a fair amount of rain, even thunder boomer. I hate that word. Some lightning strikes are in the area, thunderstorms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
95.9 Texas Country, also heard at 98.5. There you go. It's the ode to Billy Joe. Only one day late. We're close enough. Here on June the 4th, America's Bob. Good morning. It's 6:36. Today's National Cheese Day. It's tea's ready. It's also Cheese National ready. Old Maid's Day. Are you familiar with Old Maid's Day, Bob?
Somebody's not married, right?
Yeah, you got it.
But at what's the age that...
Sheds light on the single and childless women over the use
usual age
of marriage, yeah. Initially, the old maid was considered derogatory. It was used to mock women...
Oh, no, now it's a compliment.
...who were neither married nor had a child. In the old days, people had strict view of the roles of a woman should fulfill in order to shape society. However, as time has progressed and situations started changing and we got woke, the term old maid gained much more positive meaning. Today, it's celebrated as... to honor women, chose to focus on themselves as individuals. So happy Old Maid's Day.
If you're just joining us, as many folks are, say, from Eastern Williamson County, Milam County, Lee County, and then you head on over to come into Austin on I-35, beware, DEFCON 1 this morning. I-35 closed due to a crash of two trucks, in fact, involved. They're saying, two commercial vehicles, but... It's on I-35 southbound at exit 259, which is Georgetown exit there. Exit 259 is southeast.
Interspace Caverns, right there, directly in front of it.
Labeled Interloop, too.
Yeah.
Right? They've detoured you onto the ramps to get you off the interstate, I guess.
And that's one lane, if you remember, right there.
Either to clear the deal or investigate, which means... could be a bad outcome and could be longer. We just don't know yet. But we do know that it all started at 4:23, and it was a little after 5, apparently, before they started routing people off of the interstate. You know, I guess they were just sitting there. So it's one of those proverbial messes this morning. Well, let's see. Elon Musk made a lot of news yesterday.
He's kind of wacky.
I'm sorry?
He's kind of wacky.
Wacky? Sounds pretty strategic, actually.
I mean, he's wearing two hats yesterday, literally. He had two hats on. Like, that's interesting.
Two. When I saw him, he had one ball cap on.
Yeah, he put two on. He put his MAGA hat over his other ball cap and was walking around.
Yeah, he says, look, you know, I mean, I did the Doge deal, but I got to tell you, the big, beautiful bill is a disgusting abomination. It will massively increase the already gigantic budget deficit to $2.5 trillion, 3 exclamation points.
So he's clapping back on the president, his buddy?
And I said it sounded strategic. Let me tell you why. He's back to needing to sell Teslas. What that kind of does, this bill, can be good in a lot of ways, but the main criticism is, you know, to do a lot of these things, you're going to increase the deficit. Now, the estimate, again, is $2.5 trillion more dollars. I said trillion, but that's with a D. Says Elon Musk, this is going to burden American citizens with crushingly, continually unsustainable debt. I think he also has to show that he's not a, you said he was wacky. I thought you were saying he was a lackey. I think he also has to show he's not a lackey. I mean, the president came out right away, at least through that woman you like.
I can never remember her name.
Not Elaine. Yeah, yeah.
Not Elaine.
But she said, and then he did later, look, he's got his own opinions. We've talked about that. We know he's not totally for the bill, the whole package. But again, if it does increase the deficit, as it is believed, by $2.3 trillion, a lot of it because of the tax cuts and whatnot that are in there. But Elon Musk, you know, he went from donating all the Democrats to being the top Republican donor during the 2024 elections, doubled down the next day and went to work for the administration in this kind of non-paid job to cut waste. So it would be consistent to say, look, I'm all about trying to get the economy set up to perform now and be around in the future, meaning, you know, we keep the United States as the money standard for the world. And if we go bankrupt, and that's a significant chance, you can't do all that. So it made sense.
Carolyn Leavitt was the name we were
Caroline. Talking. Caroline, I think it is. Leavitt. That's right. Yeah, Leavitt. I keep thinking Elaine. Caroline Leavitt. All right, how do you feel this morning?
Okay. On a scale of, if we're doing 1 to 10, I'm going to go a strong 6.
New study out yesterday, a report.
Oh, you weren't really asking me. You were just throwing it out there.
No.
Hypothetical.
Asking everybody.
You're not gonna weigh in where you are?
You're the only one can answer like right away.
Okay. Where are you at? You didn't answer.
Well, you know, given, you know.
Just a number.
This whole thing. With the treatment on the face thing, it's going for the, you know, the little cancer deals. Jeez, what a mess. I don't know, I'm okay, but Americans only feel healthy. This is kind of a self-reported deal, right? According to this study, about 19 days a month. 72% of Americans every day are reporting they feel only like they're in moderate or good health for the day. The top thieves of your health. Why you don't feel good.
Sleep.
72% of the time. Fatigue, that's right. Which apparently works out on average to 12.9 days a month. Then you got mood changes. I don't know. About 10 days a month. Next are, I ain't good today because I got digestive issues.
Yeah, food will do it to you.
Almost 10 days a month. And for a lot of people, about 8 days a month, headaches. Poor health, of course, creates a domino effect, says the study. 65% of people go to work, confess it hurts their job performance. And then if you have certain of these problems, certain ones, then it's bad at home, assuming you have a partner, because you then avoid intimacy and relationships at home. You wake up energized. Your stomach feels fine after breakfast. You cruise to the afternoon without needing a coffee or one of those energy drinks. Most Americans, they call that the perfect health day, and they have them. We have them. 19 days a month. But what's the average number of days in a month?
30, 31?
Yeah, no, most is 31.
It's about half the month.
19, you feel fine. So this means about 40%, if this goes on every week with us, of your life is spent not feeling real good. A study of 2,000 Americans in this deal. I tend to believe, you know, anytime you have self-reporting, you know, they're asking you these questions. The study did not take 2,000 people and study them for 6 months and check their moods every day and check their, you know, how do you feel? How's your gut? Did you get enough sleep? Are you tired? How's your mood? This is self-reported stuff, so. But sounds reasonable. More than 4 in 10 people say they usually feel unwell. And it limits their ability to want to do anything, including create a new cycle of a better health, like exercise or eat better.
Yeah, they didn't mention mental health in any of this.
And again, it affects your family, your life at home. It goes into a bunch of stuff. I don't know how they got people to talk about all this truthfully.
2,000, yeah. And to be honest, like, I woke up today and I ate a big old cheeseburger yesterday and I feel terrible.
Or ate two last night before I went to bed, right? Men specifically, 32% report on the 19 days, or outside of the 19 days, they feel good. One of the real problems is erectile dysfunction. Adding another layer of how a health issue can affect you. Now, who's hit the hardest is the last thing. You think, well, these are people, they're 50, 60, who cares? The data suggests it's Gen Z that's the largest group with the issues of not feeling good. And primarily with younger Americans, it's digestive problems, gut issues, which seem to be happening, according to this report, at unprecedented rates. I would be under the impression that Gen Z, younger folks, are eating better than as a society in America we ever have. But apparently not. And they're the least likely to ever go to a doctor when they don't feel good.
They're
more likely to go try some kind of supplement.
Well, they got YouTube and they can look it up and Wiki and all that fun stuff. And there's more food to eat than there was when we were younger. More junk to throw in your body and make you feel bad. Well, and then you read about it because that's what Gen Z does.
I have a theory.
They self-diagnose instead of going to the doctor.
Well, I think we can all start to do that. We're all starting to do that more. I have a lot of doctor friends, but I got one doc I check with all the time. He's a pretty famous doctor. Dr. Webb? Dr. Webb, MD? Talk to your doctor.
Yeah, you never want to do that.
They don't like that at all.
Well, yeah, plus the...
If you come in here and you self-diagnose...
You instantly get the worst diagnosis you're ever going to get if you go online and read about it.
I guess the last thing I would add is just me adding to their story or their report. I have a theory. If you're only really feeling good, let's say this really is the average.
19 days a month.
Yeah. Then I think we can all get into a psychological issue. In other words, I feel great. If you're just on the edge, should push you over, as opposed to, I'm not sure I feel good. Yeah, I don't. It's one, you know, at least subconsciously, you fall into that trap. So the more days you have that you don't feel great, consciously or subconsciously, I think we kind of program ourselves. Because look, how do you know you feel great unless you have days where you feel bad? Right? But there's a difference between I'm really bad or I'm just on the edge. In other words, your PMA, man, positive mental attitude.
Yeah, it's all how you frame it early in the morning.
I mean, it's a thought.
That's why we have to be positive, Bob, in the morning, and we can help frame somebody who woke up and is standing in that terrible traffic in southbound I-35. Boy, if you, that'll frame your day right there, even how you feel based upon what you look at in the morning. That's why I say,
I hate that when people say, my day is already ruined.
It can be if you let it.
Yeah, I've never bought into that.
Well,
life turns on a dime.
Yeah, man. But if I've always heard, don't get online and start reading the first thing in the morning, because that will frame, if you read something terrible the first thing in the morning, it will frame how you look through the day.
You know when most people check social media?
First thing in the morning.
It typically is 6 o'clock hour in America. 6 a.m. I'm talking
about. It's when you wake up.
Yeah.
It's when you go, let's be really honest. Let's break it down. It's when you go sit on the toilet.
You know what I did for years to feel good is always know what I was going to be doing at the end of the day, maybe when I got home or whatever, or where I was going that night, that I was looking forward to. And even if it wasn't that day, what was coming up maybe that weekend that I was really looking forward to. And I would just focus on that. Hey, you know, I'm getting real close. I got to get ready for, yeah. And I did that for years, and I know it helped me a lot. In fact, you could think about that. It's summer in the Austin area. You have any free concerts you can go to during the summer? You know, during the week. There's Blues on the Green. Zilker Botanical Gardens is doing Bands in Bloom. The Bullock Museum is doing Music Under the Stars all the Fridays this month, and maybe next, I'm not sure, but this month. Thursdays are doing a drop-in concert series all the way through August, most of August, over at the Long Center out there on the lawn. The Hartman Foundation Concerts in the Park are running. Where is that? That's the thing the Austin Symphony Orchestra does right outside the Long Center as well. We've got 4th of July at Auditorium Shores, where the Austin Symphony Orchestra plays. And there's a lot to look forward to this summer, other than, boy, it's going to be hot again. Going to be sweating every day. So maybe Americans can feel better more than 19 days a month by deciding you want to. Because, man, as much as is going to go wrong physically, many times you're going to end up cheating sleep and being tired. You're going to have enough of that anyway. Just a thought. I can't prove it, but I think it has been proven. Positive mental attitude beats the heck out of, oh, woe is me. Hey, I tell you what I'm excited about tonight. Get myself home before 7 o'clock or at 7 o'clock. Turn on ESPN and watch Texas softball team and the Women's College World Series play the Texas Tech Red Raiders in the national championship of the Women's College World Series. That's tonight, as we said, at 7 o'clock. 79 degrees, humidity's down this morning to 80%. Yeah, that's not to be sneezed at. Bless you. 6:53, back in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
95.9 Texas Country. You can also hear us in 98.5. New Cody Johnson from his Leather Deluxe album. That is The Fall. I'm Eric's Bob. Be having a good Wednesday morning. 7:09. Let's make it 7:10. Make sure you're on time this morning.
You ever hear people say to you, hey, how you doing today? And you always say, great, yourself. You know, it ties into what we were talking about earlier.
Well, you know my answer is always, how you doing today? Best day ever.
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, I started doing that a long time ago, even if it was a terrible day.
So
it kind of stuck.
We got a theory that you can program yourself into a lot better days, not every day. But then more than you're experiencing now because of the latest study that says Americans only feel good 19 days a month. So more importantly, 40% of the time, you don't think you're doing so dang well. Interesting. Now, I need to find that story, too, on John Redcorn because...
Oh, the guy with...
More has come to light. Since yesterday, or I wouldn't bring it back up. But if you haven't heard, yeah, the guy that was on King of the Hill and played the Native American, was also on Parks and Recreation with a similar role, lived in San Antonio. Guy was 59, Jonathan Ross. As you said yesterday, he's gay. That's important to understand because, yes, his husband. And the two of them lived in San Antonio, but their house burned down. So the story that was in the police report, or at least that the guy was telling, the guy that's left is the husband.
Tristan,
right, because Jonathan got shot by his neighbor. That seems to be
allegedly
a fact that may not be in dispute, but or a neighbor anyway. What happens is they show up to get their mail
after the house had burned down. You left out that part.
Well, no, I said that the house had burned down, so they go back to that site, and when they get there, they find, I guess they'd left a dog behind, or were they missing a dog?
Well, the dogs had died in the fire.
Oh, well, there's the skull and part of the carcass of the dog with a harness or chain around it put on display right there where the house was. So, according to the husband, they were out there wailing and crying and very traumatized when a car pulls up and it's this neighbor, and he begins hurling homophobic slurs at him. And then pulls out a gun and shoots John Redcorn, who's actually, I guess, Jonathan Ross. This is if you haven't seen, if you ever saw King of the Hill. Not there?
Just dropping off a new healing herb for Nancy to help with her migraines. Ginkgo biloba.
Oh, yeah, sure, I've heard of that. Nancy! Oh, there you are. Hello, John Redcorn.
Yes, we were just back here.
Oh, phew, I just had to get out of that house. I am trying to do some creative work, and Hank seems to think that he's helping by making me more and more stressed out. It has given me a whopping headache.
Yes, headaches can often be caused by stress.
Of course, John Redcorn. You're a licensed New Age healer.
So what else are we leaving out from the story yesterday? It just sounds like, you know, he said they'd always had trouble with this neighbor. They were always the victim of homophobic attacks, that the neighbor just didn't like gay people living together.
But did they know if the neighbor burned the house down?
Well, they don't know why the house burned down necessarily. Okay. San Antonio Express News gets on this story. It happened in San Antonio. Now, when the police say this stuff, listen. Now, we don't know the whole story. But the San Antonio police yesterday said the killing of actor Jonathan Joss, best known as John Redcorn on King of the Hill, was not a hate crime. And despite the public statement from his husband saying the shooting was fueled by anti-LGBTQ plus bias, that is not what happened. I'm not exactly telling you what did happen, other than when they come out and they're 100% sure, they're probably going to be closer to right than the husband. The fatal shooting occurred outside of the home on the south side of San Antonio. This also was released by the San Antonio police. Before that house burned down, Eric, the San Antonio Police Department responded, were called to that house 70 times in the last year and a quarter.
70?
70 times in 16 months.
Well, A, they're already done with both of those people, regardless of what happened. So they're already frustrated with these two.
This investigation,
Tristan and Jonathan.
There's some.
Even if something shady happened, they're probably going to be like, oh my gosh.
There's some trouble here.
Right.
The investigation so far, says San Antonio Police Department, absolutely shows no evidence whatsoever to indicate that Mr. Joss's murder was related to his sexual orientation. We at San Antonio Police Department take allegations like this very seriously, and have thoroughly looked at all information. Should any new come to light, we'll certainly look at it differently, but we believe we know what happened. Now, they're not saying exactly what happened.
All right.
Of the 70 calls, 74 actually, in 16 months, before the house actually burned down and they moved out, they were called there by those two guys. 9 times of those 74.
Lover's quarrel?
Shootings.
Shootings?
Gunfire.
9 times?
11 calls.
Wow.
For disturbances, like you said. 6 calls, we have a fire. Now, the house ultimately burned down, but they called the police 6 times and we got a fire.
What's going on?
6 times saying their house was robbed. 6 calls saying we're having a mental health problem. 5 calls from one or the other that wasn't there saying I need the police to go by and do a welfare check on the other guy.
It sounds like these two just
There's a problem.
It sounds like, I'm just speculating, that Jonathan and Tristan fought like cats and dogs.
You think?
What if Tristan shot Jonathan?
I mean, these are documented calls, 74. No, well, I mean.
And then brought and just made it up.
Well, it does sound like guns get involved somehow. Because one of the
11 times?
One of the things,
come on, that's like you live in the worst part of town.
Well, one of the things the husband did on Monday is he made a big deal out of the fact that while this guy pulls up in the car and is berating them. And
just out of the blue.
Well, hurling
at the exact same time that they showed up.
Well, it could be. But they said, we weren't armed. And he all of a sudden pulled out a gun and shot Jonathan.
Well, the other part was...
It does sound like guns have been involved, however, over the last 16 months when 9 of the times you call the police to come, there's shots fired.
Yeah.
Not a gun, shots fired. Wow.
And how many times?
This is crazy.
Overall, had the cops been called total?
74.
Yeah, they're done.
In a year and a quarter, 16 months.
They're like, right? Hey, it's Jonathan and Tristan again. That's
frequent flyers.
Oh, yeah. As they say. I'm sure.
Now, what, in fact, he put this up on Facebook, he being the husband, Tristan. He said they returned to the site, as I already said, from their former home, which had burned down back in January, to check for mail and discovered the skull and harness of one of their deceased dogs placed at the location so everyone could see.
Yeah, that's odd.
This caused both of them emotional distress.
So they cried.
We began yelling and crying in response to the pain of what we were experiencing.
That would be terrible to see.
That's when a man approached him.
At that exact time.
And began shouting all these things. He then raised a gun from his lap and he fired it. We were not threatening anyone. We were just grieving. We were standing side by side. And by the way, he said, when the man fired, Jonathan pushed me out of the way. Jonathan saved my life.
So the cops are saying he just made all that up?
No, that's him on Facebook Monday.
No, I'm saying, but the cops are saying he just made all that up.
They're not necessarily saying that. They're saying there's zero evidence.
Well, if they're saying that that's zero evidence.
Anything that has to do with his death, with his sexual orientation, or a hate crime, or any of that.
Okay.
Police have not confirmed Tristan Garza? The husband, Tristan Gonzalez, sorry. They have not confirmed or denied what he's put up on the deal. But he did thank the folks that had helped them with his live appearances, selling autographed photos, and said he'd be needing money.
Didn't you say Jonathan Redcorn? Because there was like a, you know, there's the whole, it's coming back. King of the Hill, and so they were doing some kind of talk, and Jonathan Redcorn showed up here recently.
That's going to be the last part of the developments that came to light. But before we get to that, a fan launched a GoFundMe site that, as of yesterday, had raised, before all the rest of this information came out, I assume, about $10,000. And the husband, Tristan, was sure thanking everybody for this GoFundMe because, you know, really need it. My life and my love of my life will forever be touched by the support of your love.
Well, his house burned down, too.
Back in January. Right.
And he lost his dog.
San Antonio police say the investigation of the shooting is ongoing. Now.
It's interesting.
This comes to light yesterday. So that happens on Monday, right? The creators and writers behind King of the Hill were in Austin at the Paramount Theater on Saturday. What was going on Saturday? Did you know about this?
Yes.
The ATX TV Festival. It's an annual deal. And they did a King of the Hill reunion.
Yeah, because they got the reboot coming up on Hulu in August.
Mm-hmm. And up on stage for this conclave, seminar, feature, whatever, are Mike Judge and Greg Daniels.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, baby.
That's as big as it gets, along with the new writer they have, Saladin Peterson.
Brought somebody in.
Well, Saladin is in this deal now because their third writer died. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't.
Yeah.
I only knew Mike Judge, and I met him once, and I wanted to be his buddy, but that was on the Willie bus, and he went up on the Willie bus with you, Bob Cole, and you took my moment. But I've let it go.
I left him out there, too, man. I had to tell everybody who was out there, and so I could get off. Yeah, Greg Daniels was with him, and they got this other writer because... their third writer, I recognize the name too, but that guy died recently. He was also the voice, as the writers often were, like Mike Judge, on King of the Hill of some of the characters. What did he play? Dale Gribble.
Oh, he was Dale. He just died recently.
That's the guy. He was a writer, too. He died. Okay. So, Mike Judge.
He died in 23, August 8th.
Okay. Mike Judge and Greg Daniels on Saturday here in Austin, the Paramount, are talking about him. When all of a sudden a guy gets up out of the audience, they're not taking questions, and starts taking over. Guess who that was? Jonathan Joss Redcorn.
Really?
He gets up. He interrupts the whole thing. He says, well, I'm glad you're at least going to talk about him. You know, the guy that's dead now. And then he goes into a thing about because he's gay, his house was burned down. He said, you know, I'm always trying to find a microphone. And then the festival organizers ask him to please sit down. He said, well, I'm not done. Before I shut up, I want to say a few more things. And he went on to say that he is, in so many words, apparently, he was upset that he wasn't asked to be part of that panel.
Well, there's probably a reason he wasn't asked.
He finished clearly. Talking. He finished talking. And then he turned around and left the theater.
Yeah.
He didn't stay any longer. So I'm guessing,
Jonathan Redcorn?
Jonathan Joss, John Redcorn, not mentally healthy. Let alone, gosh knows what was going on from some of these indicators in that relationship. No judgment, just observation. This ain't good. Yeah, the guy that died was Johnny Hardwick.
Lived here in Austin.
And once they started talking about Johnny Hardwick, he apparently had all he could take, he being Redcorn, and walked up to the front row into the stage and just tried to take over.
Johnny Hardwick. That was Dale. Dale Gribble.
That happens on Saturday. By Monday, they're going to the house, check their mail, and he's dead.
Well.
And San Antonio police say, look, that other story out there, that's not at all right. What they're saying.
Sounds like a narrative.
But when they come out this quick with bold a statement, there's more. As much as has come to light since yesterday, there's still more.
It sounds like they're also tired of this whole scenario going on.
I mean, you got to go some.
70 times called to one house?
74.
74.
In 16
Nine months. Times with gunfire.
Shootings, like you said, disturbances, meaning.
Now I want to know who shot Jonathan Redcorn.
Fires, robberies, welfare checks, mental health crises. Wow.
All right. Well, the plot
now, you're right. They're not saying.
No.
That the guy, they have a suspect, though. Wait a minute. And the suspect is that neighbor. I don't think he's in custody. San Antonio Police Department has identified a suspect as 56-year-old Sigfredo Alvarez Ceja.
Sure.
He is accused of shooting Joss multiple times before fleeing. I don't think they have him in custody. So, who knows? Who knows? Well,
sad story anyway.
Oh, and by the way,
sounds like an after-school special about to happen.
Mike Judge and his organization, there was another story here, it says, finally broke their silence. And issued a statement yesterday. And there's a lot, you got to read between the lines, but there's a lot here. They said John Redcorn, you know, his full name and all, will be missed. He brought King of the Hill's John Redcorn to life for over a dozen seasons, including the upcoming revival.
Oh, so he's in it. That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, yes.
Wow, he even made the revival.
Yeah, he got hired that, but he didn't get on the panel.
Yeah.
Not too happy about it.
I mean, who wants on a panel, for God's sake?
And then Mike Judge said, we extend our deepest condolences to Jonathan's,
you gotta say that.
Jonathan's friend and family. I didn't go into any detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which you can't say, yeah, look, old Jonathan was struggling, you know. Can't do that.
Yeah, can't do that.
Can't do that. No. God love him.
All right.
What a mess. So that's like a, you know, it's like a Maury Povich episode or a not even Maury
Povich. It sounds like Tales from the Tour Bus that Mike Judge did.
Or
one of those messes.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
If nothing else, sad to see, but.
Oh, you got to watch it, though.
Makes your family problems look a lot better, doesn't it?
I feel better now. I'm going to go up to 20 days this week.
Sadly. Yeah, I get it. 728, 79 degrees. The rain goes by 10, but likely going to come back late this afternoon. If it does, and it could be thunderstorms. Stay tuned.
95.9 Texas Country, also heard at 98.5. Covering Pearl Jam, Willie Nelson, son Lucas Nelson, and Just Breathe. That's what we're doing this morning. 7:38, America's Bob. Good morning.
And time for Jimmy Carter. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch, Crestview RV and Precision Camera and Video. Well, it's Wednesday, Jimmy, and, you know, come tonight, Texas will play game number one of the national championship for Women's College World Series, 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN against Texas Tech. Who are you pulling for?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one. Don't know.
Jimmy's like, I could care less.
Yeah, I really could care less.
Well, maybe you're more interested in the Stanley Cup hockey.
I can't get excited about Texas Tech, though. I mean, I must say. So, but yeah.
But Stanley Cup starts tonight.
I could care less.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight.
This is not my time of year for
game one, 7 p.m. on TNT.
I'll be watching the sunset in Tahiti or something.
And forgive me for not remembering, but aren't the NBA playoffs going on right now?
They kick off tonight.
The national championship?
They start tomorrow, Thursday.
That's Thursday night.
None of my sports. I'm sorry. I'm a baseball, football, pretty much.
Quidditch.
Person. And I like golf. I watch a little golf because it's relaxing. Golf is relaxing on Sunday afternoon to have that on, and they're at the 14th hole. And they're doing that kind of thing. All right, economy. I don't want to get into this too much because it's too complicated, but I'll just tell you what some people are saying. You know, we never know if we're in a recession until it's over with. Well, you were in one 3 months ago and you didn't know it, so you may not know it now. But these are interesting indicators of people's businesses. Dollar General reporting better than expected first quarter earnings. They've raised their whole year up. They said customer traffic dropped, but per transaction was up 2.7%. They said that people who don't maybe normally go to the Dollar General are going there because of things. People like Costco and Walmart are saying similar success as high-income customers tightening their budgets. Sam's Club says, through good times, we do well. Through times that are tough, we even do better. Walmart reported a 6.7% increase in sales last quarter. Costco reported a nearly 8% sales increase in last quarter. Campbell's Soup, people are cooking at home, highest level since the pandemic. Sales of broth, up 15%. Chip Beef Cookbooks might be celebrating the news. Dollar General now, low-income shoppers, that's households that earn less than $30,000, make up 60% of its customers. The company and worsening tariff fears, you know, could make the financial strain on shoppers higher and do good for Dollar General. So I've thought I've seen it for a while, you know, in restaurants in the middle of the day. I've not seen in many of the places I go at lunch as busy and as full, maybe down 30%. And it's been that way since the spring. And because people just, I guess, have reached a point where they need money for vacation or something, they just can't eat out as much. And then they're trying to stretch the dollar by going to a Dollar General or someplace like that. So,
well, they also own Dollar Tree. And so I think it applied to that as well, didn't it, the story I saw? I thought it did.
It probably does.
Well,
point of it is people,
right,
budgets are getting tighter, people aren't getting paid more, and things are costing more. There's hardly anything costing less, whether it's your power or, you know, a new car or anything like that. And some brands are doing better than others. Now, Ford is doing good. They've had actually Ford sales jumped 16% year over year in May, third straight month to double-digit increases, began offering employee pricing on certain models. I think that's been very successful, and it runs out in June. We don't know about the other, you know, car people, but yeah, it's just one of those things. You see people reacting in a certain way, gives you an indication the government doesn't tell you, you know, what's going on. And how about this disagreement, fight against Trump and Musk? That Musk is really getting a lot of attention about calling this big, beautiful bill a disgusting abomination.
Abomination,
Abomination.
But the thing is, I think it's quite strategic. First of all, this doesn't surprise the president. He responded to it yesterday. Yeah, we knew this. He's against the part that,
about electric vehicles, yeah.
Well, that probably has a lot to do with it, too. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Doge thing was, you know, getting the deficit knocked into line. And this adds, what, $2.5 trillion or whatever to the deal. And so, but here's the thing. He's got 50% of his board of directors that want him gone. Mm-hmm. At Tesla alone, he's got to get back to, hey, I'm my own guy, and we're going to sell cars. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, it's got all that stuff sounds good. I mean, I don't know that we, because we don't get into these things, American people. We just kind of, we eat the meal. You know, we don't know if this is what, like I said, that mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh used to call these bills porculous, how much porculous we have in there. We like the idea of tips. You know. I don't personally have a dog in that hunt, but it sounds okay. Why not? They weren't probably reporting the tips anyway. So I don't know how much that hurts us one way or the other. The one about the sales tax or the tax that you're paying, you know, in county and state and city taxes in these blue cities, I'm not as excited about that as some are, and I don't know how big a deal that is. You know, all these different things he wants to give out to people, you know, what is that costing us to do it? I don't know.
Well, one of the big things that's in there is if you get overtime or ever do.
No tax on overtime. That,
there wouldn't be a dollar, a penny tax on your overtime. And that's like, wow, found money.
Yeah, and all that sounded good to get people to run with you, but in reality, I don't know. So I just think it'd be difficult to figure out how to keep up with all those things, too, from a business standpoint. What would that increase in a business, putting tax versus no tax? And then how does that work with Social Security? Do you still have to give a contribution of that money into Social Security? Devil's always in the details of these things.
They say they'd like to see a vote on that by the end of this week. I don't think that's going to happen to you.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I don't see how they could.
They're not there.
Because it doesn't sound like there's way too much disagreement in the Senate on the Senate side, and I haven't really heard specifically what a lot of them want.
Nancy Pelosi was not dumb, and one of the things she always said is, "I don't bring anything to the floor till I know it's going to pass." And so it ain't ready to pass.
I don't think so either. But they're pushing hard. Boy, one thing, you know, if you tune around and. A lot of people don't do it. They just leave their TV on Fox News, and they don't listen to anything else. Mm-hmm. I really try to listen. Mm-hmm. I can't do MSNBC. I will admit that I don't go there ever because I know that that's not something I want to hear.
I never miss a day. It ain't easy. I know what you're saying.
There's just nobody there I can even tolerate on a short time. But I do listen to CNN. I kind of keep up with what they're doing back and forth. And I heard there's a channel on satellite called POTUS that basically are people on the left-hand side of the page. I'm a pretty regular listener because they do some things that they have other good guests that are on there. But consistently what you hear, and I heard one this morning, it's not so much that the reporters are biased or in some cases they are or leaning toward one side or the other. It's when you have these contributors. Like this woman, Kim Whele, was on and talking about how bad the Supreme Court is and how bad all this stuff is. And nobody ever puts anything historically saying this is a Supreme Court that's, you know, they're unelected, they have no term limit, and they're telling everybody what to do, and after things calm down – kind of saying when Trump leaves and we come to a more calmer administration, we need to look at term limits and things like that for the Supreme Court and blah, 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 blah. Because they're not ruling in favor of what they like. They were all about it during the Earl Warren Court of the 60s. Somebody needs to do a little history class for some of these people. Maybe they didn't take history in school. Look how advocate they were. Earl Warren, good Lord, that court, you know, just muscled in, and it turned out to be a good thing, the civil rights movement. I mean, the Supreme Court and the courts were forcing change on the South when the South was slow to it and didn't want to do it. And in some cases, they had to put the National Guard out there or the Army to get them to do what the rest of the country wanted them to do, or what the Supreme Court wanted them to do and the president wanted them to do. So, you know, it's not the first time the courts have been active. They get active when things are really getting pushed in society for the bad or the good. The immigration is out of control. And so they're trying to, you know, do what's right by the law, but then also try to fix the problem. They're walking on top of a razor blade a lot, and that's what they're doing, you know, right now. George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck. Yeah, people think George Clooney is a loony, but this is a very nice play about Edward R. Murrow, and it's about some good things that used to go on when we had wartime coverage and some of that. In the early days of television news. That's going to be on again, this live first Broadway play to surpass $4 million in a week. No play has ever made that much money, and no play has ever gone live on television, and it will 6 o'clock Saturday night. Good night and good luck, and definitely want to take a look at that. And then some bad person has stolen some musical instruments from the group Heart. Always hate these stories. The Heart Group was playing Atlantic City Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Instruments belonging to Nancy Wilson and Paul Moak went missing. Hers was a one-of-a-kind purple sparkle baritone Telecaster with a hand-painted headstock. It was made for Wilson Custom. And then there was a vintage 1966 Gibson EM50 mandolin that Moak had played for over 25 years. It happens occasionally. And it's always bad, and sometimes they get them back, sometimes they don't. I don't know how these people do it. It's usually sort of an inside job because the guitars aren't just laying around. They're, you know, but it has to be somebody who worked at the hotel or got credentials from somebody that did a hit on it. I mean, that's not easy to walk away with two musical instruments. You know, it's just they're bulky. Someone's got it on a camera somewhere there in the hotel, or you would think. So we'll see how that one turns out. And then there's another missing musical instrument that they have been looking for decades and can't find. And now they're pushing it because the 40th anniversary of the movie it was used in. It is a cherry red Gibson ES-345 red guitar that Marty McFly played as Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode was being played in Back to the Future. Remember that guitar?
Oh, yeah. It's funny you said that. The exact same time, Jimmy, you were telling the story, they're showing Huey Lewis and Michael J. Fox on TV with that guitar talking about wanting to get it back. So it is a big push.
So the big push is who has it?
Nobody knows.
No one knows. Okay.
And when you see a movie, everything you see in that movie, with very few exceptions, if you see a bottle of, you know, a bottle of water, some plastic bottle of water, or a lipstick thing or something, they may have gone to the grocery store and bought that. But everything you see, the table, the lamps, the guitars, everything is rented. That guitar was rented from Norm's Rare Guitars in Los Angeles for the film. In fact, there may have been more than one, actually. And it never made it back to that store. So, and no one knows exactly where it went. And they've been looking for it for a long time. And they have not turned it up. So they're turning up the gas a little bit on it now. And if you have any idea, and it has some unique qualities. And if you get into this story, which I'm not going to do here, it's custom. There are some things on it. The unique designs feature were the split parallelogram inlay, four-sided shape, opposing sides of the same length. This is on the neck, I guess, going down the neck of the guitar. So it is an one-of-a-kind, basically, and it's gone. So if you know where it is, LostToTheFuture.com. It's in some rich person's basement or something like that. But very interesting.
7:56 now with page two. Here's Jimmy Carter.
I was looking to see whose birthday. You know, today is the 50th birthday of Angelina Jolie. Boy, talk about complicated people. She's a really great actress, you know, but she's different. I think last time I checked, she was living somewhere in Thailand or something. I don't know.
What kind of interview is she, Jimmy, when you talked to her before?
She was very intelligent. I loved her. I mean, she was really seductive. And she's a mysterious woman, very mysterious, but very smart. You know, she's a private pilot, taught herself, you know, got geared up. She's a pretty good pilot. And she's, you know, she's unusual, but she's a very, very, very good actress. And I never met this lady, but I would have loved to. I don't think I've met her. Michelle Phillips is 80 years old today. That's Michelle of the Mamas and Papas, the tall, thin one.
Monday, California Dreamin'.
And she co-wrote California Dreamin'. I bet that was a good copyright back in those days. Had to make some money on that, even as a co-write. So she's 80 years old today. Great, great song, California Dreamin'. And she had a great voice. And she was the mother of Cynthia, I think, China Phillips is her child, of Wilson Phillips. So 80 years old. Dave Mason, he's a longtime Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, had to quit his tour this summer, health reasons. All those rockers are getting older. They're going to start running Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune in Hulu and Peacock on the next day. So that's a big deal for game show fans. And I don't know if I did this already, but I'll do it again. If you are someone who has a PlayStation, they're having a big whoop-de-doo at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the YouTube channel of Sony PlayStation to reveal the new games and other things like that. And in that world, that's a big deal.
Is today Switch Day? Is that the new Switch that's coming out?
Thursday.
Okay,
is the new day. Sirens. I've not seen it yet. The trailer makes me want to see it. It's the number one show on Netflix. Have anybody seen that one?
I've heard mixed reviews on it, and that's the one with Kevin Bacon, right?
Yeah, and dark comedy, so I don't know.
Kevin Bacon's great. I don't think he's ever done anything that I didn't like, so...
Well, it's number one in Netflix, and dark comedies, like, I hated the movie, and I mean, I hated it, and I told the actors when I did the movie I hated it. It was War in the Roses or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That when these two people get divorced, and it's just really mean fighting stuff. I hate movies like that. That's not entertainment for me, but it's for some people. But dark comedies, you know, don't always appeal to everybody, but this one apparently has a young audience that's really exploding on it. Back to the economy. Keep seeing these economy stories. I don't know. Many Americans are supposedly now using buy now, pay later loans. There's a credit card, an app called Klarna, K-L-A-R-N-A. We know about that?
I don't.
Klarna? I get mail from them all the time. I see what it is. I don't know. Yeah. If you had bad credit, you'd get it too.
it's you can pay in 4 installments, zero interest, you know, for certain months. I don't know, but they said more and more people are using this, and they're concerned that people are buying groceries because of cash flow, credit card debt, student loans, you know, the economy in general. What's it doing? So don't know. Now, restaurants. You know, there's a lot of restaurants out there. You know, if you go to most towns now, it's hard to find a local restaurant. You know, that some meet in three, at least anywhere I am, I can find a few of them. But one went out of business just this last week that I didn't go to nearly enough. But places like Carrabba's, California, Pizza Kitchen, and all those kind of things, Hooters, a lot of chains, have been having a little bit of trouble because they can't get diners in their 20s. To come to them. They went to them when they were kids. Their parents took them. But they, as they come to do adults in the 20s, they're just not going. So they need to work on that. So some of these people are adding different dishes, doing some retro packaging, and it's working for some of those people. People as a child remember endless shrimp, and they're resurrecting Sunday dinners with grandma or your date for your homecoming dance. Remember, you'd go to Applebee's or something. So Red Lobster has resurrected Hush Puppies after a backlash on social media from young people when the restaurant took them off the menu, etc. So a lot of changes going on out there in the world, particularly with Generation Z seems to be the one. That's the one where you're something like, 17 to 27 or something like that. They've changed so many things about food, buying cars or not buying cars, where they live, all the different stuff like that is really coming from them and really different. And did you see this story that I don't know if they've blown it out of proportion or it's really as bad as it sounds, that the federal authorities in Detroit have charged a Chinese scholar at the University of Michigan and her boyfriend, a scientific researcher, for co-conspiring to smuggle a dangerous biological pathogen into the United States, mm-hmm. a pathogen capable of damaging agriculture crops and causing illness in humans and livestock. Conspiracy, smuggling goods, making false statements, visa fraud, and so all that's going on.
The kind of bioterrorism that would infect and kill our major crops, I read, yeah.
See, that's boy, doesn't that sound like something the Chinese would do?
No.
The same people that brought us COVID?
No.
The same people that brought you COVID.
Yes, it was a fungus. It is a fungus.
The people who brought you COVID.
It's a fungus made in a lab, I read, in China, just like you said, COVID.
Yeah. So that's a story. I don't think it's gotten that, it's like the drone thing. Those are two huge stories. But
Thank God we caught it. It looks like we started paying attention. Not until, actually, as we know, over the last 15 years, the Chinese have stolen every bit of intelligence and all the properties privately and government-wise. When we were looking, we thought, hey, these computers are safe. We got it so the kids can't hack into it from their basement. No, China was there. They got it all.
Yeah, and you look at their airplanes. They either stole it from the British or stole it from us. They're unbelievable copiers. But there are a lot of smart people over there. And, they're not going about it like the Russians. Well, Russians are doing cyber attacks.
There are 200. It's down a little. There are 275,000 Chinese who are going to American universities to be schooled in how we do it. And according to the government before Trump, of the 300,000 Chinese kids, 70% of them are coming from families that are avowed Chinese communists.
Yeah, Communist Party people, yep.
Yeah. So, there was a map on TV last night of all the land that China has bought in the United States where it is not an accident, man. Like, you know how much land they have around old Fort Hood, Cavazos? Every military installation, they got a ton of land. It's not to grow rice.
No.
We're
asleep. But I'm glad somebody's looking into this. I don't think it'll be done about it, but it's just, I'm glad the U.S. attorney's got these folks. If they caught them in lying and everything else.
Yes, sir, right. No kidding.
But, it's real interesting that all the other ones can do is just talk about how crazy Trump is. And they're really talking about you. If you're looking at Joe Biden and looking backwards, you're not looking. And making the auto pin is a big deal. That's what you hear. You can go crazy trying to watch the news. It's all about auto pin. Every network is doing stuff on the auto pin when they ought to be doing about bioterrorism from China, or maybe trying to get out there and figure out a few other things like that.
I'm not saying anybody needs to go to jail or anything, but man, if we got a hole in our system where somebody could be president and be crazy or be mentally unfit. And you can, like it's a movie, you can just run the White House and the rest of the country. We got to figure out how that happened for the main reason so it can't happen again.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm not for every investigation that they do, But, yeah, I'd like to know who was running.
Yeah, this
the
is all about people need to go to jail. Who cares?
No,
figure
I don't care
out
about
what
it's
happened,
who they are,
how deep
exposed
was it, yeah, and yeah, how we can keep it from happening. Yeah,
I keep them, take all their Hilton honor points or something like that.
That's the idea right there. We got it. Thank you, Jimmy Carter.
Thank you.
As usual. Brought to you by Swertner Farm and Ranch Crestview RV, no surprise, and Precision Camera and Video. It's 8:06 with Eric and Bob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.